Concours Agricom 2005, épreuve orale d'anglais, texte numéro 20. Thrill-seeking men lose out to women in degree results. The final bastion of male academic supremacy has been breached. Women are now twice as likely as men to get a good degree, a new study claims. Although girls do better at GCSE and A-level, it was thought that the gap between the sexes narrowed at university. But the report has turned this assumption on its head by comparing for the first time male and female students who entered higher education with the same A-level grades. The survey of more than 200 students at Brunel University found 35% of men were awarded a first or upper second, compared with 65% of women with identical grades at A-level. The report went on to suggest this was because women are more diligent. Women, it claims, are more likely to turn up to lectures, participate fully in tutorials, and stay at home to work. The study's author, Fiona Smith of Brunel's Geography Department, said men were less hard-working. Male students had a different view from females. They joined sports clubs and they wanted to have lots of fun, she said. The findings are reflected in figures from the Higher Education Statistics Agency, which show that at all universities, almost 60% of female students get firsts or upper seconds, compared with less than 52% of men. Academics say women try harder because they have traditionally had a greater struggle to get into universities. Alan Smithers, professor of education at Liverpool University, said, "In the 1970s, only about 40% of university students were women. Girls were more likely to leave school at 16 and take a temporary job before getting married. But that's all changed. Instead of getting hitched, they go to university and work for a career. They are also thought to be more suited to the new style university assessments. There is now less concentration on sudden death, end-of-course exams, and more marks for coursework. This helps women who are more conscientious," said Smithers. Students such as Nancy Groves, who recently left Bristol University with a first, put her success down to a disciplined routine. "I was always up by 9, then off to the library or lectures. When there is work to be done, I didn't go out." By contrast, Toby Michenel, who left Bristol with an upper second, admitted doing less than 10 hours work a week. "I'd go out clubbing at least 2 or 3 times a week. Getting up for a 9 o'clock lecture felt like getting up in the middle of the night," he said. "A first would have been nice, but with the sacrifices I would have had to have made to my social life, it wouldn't have been worth it." Fin du texte numéro 20.